And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republican that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill.
A silly bill.
Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
State Senator Bob Hedlund joining us to round out the tail end of the Monday night talk. Senator, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys, and I hope everybody out there is getting by. I know it's tough in some of the environs on the South Shore with the power outages.
Yeah, what have you been hearing from not only your constituents, but some of the things that are going on with National Grid or with NSTAR?
Before I get into that, can I, since you did a car segment, can I segue into something car-related and say that I hope Larry is okay?
Absolutely.
It appears as though Larry was in a little bit of a fender bender, and I hope he didn't suffer any bodily injury.
Really? Well, we don't know of this, but I'm sure he's listening and he'll respond to you somehow, someway.
We should look into that.
Are you sure it was Larry and not anybody else at the station?
It could have been someone else, but it's a vehicle I think he usually drives, so I hope he was okay.
Okay. I have knowledge of what you're talking about, but I think you're a person or two away.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. How's that?
All right.
So...
Someone up the corporate chain.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So we got like 5 minutes left. Give us the scoop. What's going on?
Well, we got some info. I don't have it in front of me right now, Kevin, and I apologize. I'm on the road. I'm actually in a meeting, and I just stepped out of.
Thank you.
But I posted some information regarding the NSTAR communities and where service stands and projected. Service restoration. I don't have anything from NSTAR. I know they had a press conference of sorts this afternoon.
Yep.
So the station may have something that's more up to date than what I have with NSTAR. But I was in Marshfield a good portion of the day today, and I was in awe at still, you know, a few days later, the damage that's out there and the amount of downed trees and lines down. So, you know, I know they're doing their best, and I know they've got a significant number of crews out there.
Well, I see you had a chance, you and John had a chance to speak with the gentleman who is the governor of our Commonwealth today.
You know, it's funny, my son was with me today when I was in Marshfield, and in fact, he was with me yesterday in Scituate. We visited the shelter in Scituate, but he wasn't feeling too good today. He was a little bit ornery this morning at age 3. Colicky or something, I don't know. But I'll tell you, he brightened right up when the governor started mucking it up with him, and he showed the biggest smile of the day.
Really?
I might have a little closet Democrat in my midst.
In your midst. What are you going to do?
I know. But yeah, no, we, you know, I know we're joking around a little bit here, yeah. And there's a lot of people in town not in a joking mood. One of my best friends lives in Marshfield Hills. I've been getting Facebook messages from him throughout the day with updates. He says that the stuff is staying colder, thawing on his kitchen counter and his sink than staying in the freezer right now.
Yeah, that's the same situation I'm in, but you know, my generator is the only thing keeping me warm right now.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get through this soon. You know, the section that I live in, Weymouth, we never lost power at all.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, when you snowed in, you get yourself dug out, you didn't lose power. It kind of is a shock.
Yeah.
You know, there were no downed trees that I noticed in my part of town, and then you get down to Scituate, especially Marshfield. And I was in Hull over the weekend too. I've got to tell you, I spoke to some officials in Hull on Saturday, and they said that it wasn't as bad as they expected. It wasn't as bad as they've had to contend with in the past. But then I went to one particular neighborhood, which really got hit harder than it usually gets hit because we had a breakwater get knocked down in the Gunrock section. And I don't want Joe Drossi to get too excited, but we also had a seawall breached in that section of town where the water was, you know, got in under the seawall and walked into sinkholes now.
I before Joe, because Joe does have a response regarding the seawall thing, because we know that's his pet peeve.
He's talking to Rush over there right now.
He will solve the problem.
He's already halfway into his pickup truck. we just got maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. I got to ask you, and that is, Christine James did a report at 6 o'clock, and one of the things that, that she had mentioned during one of her newscasts was that a Norwell resident had contacted her and had mentioned about, you know, that there were certain areas that were being taken care of that that one of the power companies is saying, well, this has been taken care of. He is supposedly in that particular area that you know, National Grid is saying, hey, this area is all set, power is restored, but yet he and his neighbors are not, you know, that they are still without power. Is there a possibility that we could be seeing something where they got scolded and they kind of got, you know, came, you know, the Attorney General came down on them so hard as far as fines that we could see a little bit of fudging of numbers just to kind of keep people appeased?
I don't think they want to fudge numbers. I mean, you might have a transformer that was out that did a whole section of town, and then you have maybe just a couple of delivery lines in that neighborhood, you know? Mm. So it could be anything. But National Grid's been scolded, not just by the AG, but certainly by the legislature.
Sure.
As have some of the other power companies. So I think, and one of the big problems we had was communication with National Grid last time, and it seems to have improved. And I have to tell you, I mean, the amount of crews they've got out there now is significant. It's not like the last time.
Last thing I'd leave you with is well, I've been hearing the opposite regarding NSTAR, that they've kind of, you know, they're not so much communicating with their towns. Have you heard that?
I would say that's accurate from my perspective. I can't speak definitively.
Yep.
You know, I'm not, and us legislators are not on the front lines like some of the town officials are, and some of the town emergency response coordinators like Lieutenant Tabor and Marshfield. They would know better, but I would say that's probably the case.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to having you at the front of the show next week. How's that sound?
Yeah, we can probably dissect what happened next week.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you, Bob.
Take care.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Be safe, all.
See ya.